So a prophecy that seems to shake us up and awaken us, and maybe in the process cause us to feel very uncomforted, may not feel very much like it meets the criteria of these three elements of exhortation and comfort and edification. But if we're not awake in the face of reality, the only way to bring real comfort to us is to shake us awake. If we're not strong in the face of impending trouble, the only way to edify us is to make the reality we are avoiding unavoidable. This is why true prophecy edifies and comforts, but may do so by the very means of exhorting us with a refocusing warning that in itself is not very comforting and doesn't feel very edifying. That's the spirit of the two prophetic words that are offered here in this nightlight. There's two prophetic voices that I want to communicate to you through this hour together. The first one is a prophetic word given by Dr. Stanley Frodsham, who was a British author and Christian leader who lived from 1882 to 1969. He gave this prophetic word at Elam Bible Institute in 1965. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to read the entire prophecy word for word. What I leave out will be parts that are in some ways redundant, so that you're not going to miss anything of what I'm sharing with you. But please keep in mind as you listen what I've just told you about the meaning of what it really means to be edified and comforted. I'm not comforted by being told lies. I'm only comforted by the truth, because only the truth can make us free. But this word was given in 1965, and it's as relevant as if it was spoken in yesterday's newspaper. And I believe it was spoken in 1965 for us. With great judgments will I plead with the population of this country. Great darkness is coming upon the countries that have heard my gospel but no longer walk in it. My wrath shall come upon those nations. The darkness shall be so great and the anguish so sore that men will cry out for death and shall not find it. There shall be a lingering death, famine, and great catastrophes. My wrath shall be manifested against all ungodliness. It shall come with great intensity. You have known my love, but have not known my wrath, my severity. My judgments are literal and not a thing to be lightly passed over. Realize the severity of my judgments and my intense anger against the sin in my household. My judgment shall begin in my house. For I will cleanse my people before I begin to shake the earth. I will purge from my people the iniquities so that they will not be partakers of the judgments of the world. My people shall be separate. I desire a people without spot or wrinkle, and such shall be preserved by me in the time of my wrath coming upon all iniquity and unrighteousness. I'm going to prepare you for the coming days by a hard path that will cause you to cry out continually to me. For when the going is easy, men do not seek me, but rejoice in a temporary blessing. When that blessing is removed, they so often turn this way and that way, but do not come back to me. I'm showing you these things that you may seek me continually and with great diligence. As you seek me, I will open up truth to you that you have seen or that you have not seen before, and these very truths will be that which will enable you to stand in these days. As you are persecuted, reviled, and rejected by your brothers, then you will turn to me with all your heart and seek me for that spiritual life you have need of. When tribulation comes, you will have that which will enable you to stand, for many shall be tossed backward and forward. Men's hearts shall fail them because of trouble coming on every hand, for these days shall be very terrible, the like of which has never been seen before. When I visit my people in mighty revival power, it is to prepare them for the darkness ahead, With the glory shall come great darkness, for the glory is to prepare my people for the darkness. I will enable my people to go through because of the visitation of my Spirit. Take heed to yourselves, lest you be puffed up and think you have arrived. Many will be puffed up as in the olden days, for many shall receive my message, but they shall not continue in it. Did I not anoint Jehu? Yet the things I desired were not accomplished in his life. Listen to the messengers, but do not hold men's persons in admiration, for many whom I shall anoint mightily with signs and miracles shall become lifted up and shall fall by the wayside. I do not this willingly. I have made provision that they may not, that they might stand and not fall. I call many into this ministry and equip them, but remember that many shall fall. They shall be like bright lights, and the people shall delight in them, but they shall be taken over by deceiving spirits and shall lead many of my people astray.